Thomas E. McKnight Jr., I'm dictating the neurological report on, this is the initial neurological report on patient Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, L, period, Weimer, W-Y-M-E-R, address is 814 Muir Avenue, Chico, California, 95973, phone 541-420-7848, ID is XXXXX3578, date of birth 11-8-1937, 85-year-old, married, retired school teacher. Insurance is Medicare / State Farm. Pharmacy is Walmart-Chico, 530-899-8650. It's address 2. Dr. Maybelle, M-A-Y-B-E-L-L-E, L. Ursalis, U-R-S-A-L-E-S, M-D. Below that, it should say Adventist Health. Below that, 5125 Skyway. Below that, Paradise, California, 95969. Below that, 530-872-2000. Below that, 530-332-1049, parenthesis, fax in, parenthesis. Dear Dr. Ursalis and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Marcia Weimer for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Marcia came to the appointment today accompanied by her daughter, who is working to be qualified as her conservator. Subparagraph. Her daughter is a nurse and currently lives in Oregon with the other family members. New paragraph. Today, a request from the attorney group Jacobs, Anderson, Potter, Harvey, and Cecil, LLP, attorneys at law in Chico, California, was accompanied with a request to complete her evaluation for conservatorship information. New paragraph. Her daughter provided extended information today regarding Marcia and her husband's reported dramatically impaired marital relationship, where she is continuously verbally abused, retreating to her bedroom for avoidance of upsetting confrontation. New paragraph. Today, Marcia reports that she does not want to be physically examined. New paragraph. There is no history of physical abuse reported by Marcia or her daughter. New paragraph. Her daughter gave an excellent history of Marcia's behavior and cognitive function and assisted the completion of the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health reporting severe cognitive impairment. A reduced positive affect and well-being, at least moderate levels of fatigue, with a history of dysomnia, comma, multiple nocturnal arousals, with wandering without recollection, suggesting REM-related sleep disorder. Which may be seen in advanced degenerative dementia. New paragraph, there was also at least a moderate level of ongoing anxiety. And depression. Where she was reported to be symptomatic but never asking for help, period. There was a high level of emotional and behavioral discontrol reported with increased irritability, impatience, acting out behaviors, and difficulty with emotional control. She was reported to threaten or wish that her husband was deceased. There was a mild to moderate reported impairment in upper extremity motor dysfunction with difficulty in managing self-care holding implements and food, unable to trim fingernails and toenails, unable to open medication bottles, remove paper wrappings, and some difficulty in dressing. New paragraph. There was mild to moderate impairment in ability to participate in social roles and activities. A and more severe impairment in activity during the last week. Meeting family needs, unable to be and meet with people, unable to participate in leisure and hobby activity, social activity outside the house, staying in touch with others, any fun outside the home, doing fewer functional activities such as going to the grocery store, new paragraph, her satisfaction with social roles and activities was moderate to severely impaired, with a high level of disappointment and being unable to participate, with severe dissatisfaction in her participation in almost all activities, she also gave a history of slight to mild impairment in lower extremity motor function, including difficulty with ambulation on slippery surfaces, taking brisk walks, standing up from a soft, low couch, new paragraph, she reported at least a moderate level of stigmatization associated with her circumstances, new paragraph. As part of her initial evaluation today, she completed the, and this is in capitals, brief cognitive rating scale, in parenthesis, BCRS, in parenthesis, reporting marked difficulty in performing, that is, with marked difficulty in concentration, for example, performing serial number calculations, new paragraph. She demonstrated severe difficulty in recent memory with little or no recollection of addresses, weather, name recollection, new paragraph. She was found to have severe impairment in past memory, with little recollection of familial names or education institutions, new paragraph. She demonstrated severe disorientation with no idea regarding dates, name recall, new paragraph, that is others' name recall, new paragraph. She was reported to have severe impairment in functioning and self-care, requiring assistance in choosing clothing, dressing, bathing, and toileting, new paragraph. Her daughter reported trials of self-care at home, I mean, said trials of supportive care at home that were further declined by her controlling husband, new paragraph. She completed the functional assessment staging tool, parenthesis, FAST scale, end parenthesis, reporting a level of requiring assistance in choosing clothing. And requiring assistance for dressing. New paragraph. The global deterioration scale assessing primary degenerative dementia was consistent with severe cognitive decline reporting difficulty in recollection and being entirely dependent for survival. Unaware of many events and experiences in her life, with some retention of previous memory, necessarily reduced awareness of surroundings, requiring assistance with activities of daily living, comma, episodes of incontinence, requiring assistance, travel assistance, disrupted diurnal rhythms, frequently being able to distinguish from unfamiliar persons in her environment, personality and emotional changes that are persistent, but quite variable with delusional behaviors, talking to imaginary figures in the environment, to their own reflection in a mirror, with evidence of hallucinosis, comma, obsessive symptoms, anxiety symptoms, and agitation, risk for violent behavior, and risk for cognitive abulia, A-B-U-L-I-A, loss of willpower, because of an individual cannot carry a thought long enough to determine a purposeful course of action. New paragraph. Today, in review of her history, comma, findings, and this information, I plan on the following. Number one, we will obtain the high-resolution advanced neuroquantitative brain imaging procedure for further definition degenerative dementia for which she is being treated. New paragraph. Additional laboratory studies will be requested as we receive further information from Dr. Yersalis' laboratory testing that has been requested and drawn. New paragraph. With this information, I will be able to complete the requested capacity declaration. New paragraph. Considering the extent and nature of the familial dysfunctional interactions producing a number of severe psychosocial stressors contributing to her anxiety, depression, and dementia, I would anticipate a psychiatric referral for further evaluation and continued care. And then sign respectfully with my professional signature.